Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Coming to the rescue in tonight's episode is legends of the game, Ronnie and Georgia. Hi, guys.
Love us or hate us, right?
That's it. I've got a lot of love for you guys, Ronnie and Georgia. Now, I just want to know
Stop
one thing.
Stop hitting on them.
Yeah, I'll hit on both of you. Why not? I don't discriminate. Tonight, it's the Ronald McDonald House Challenge. Is this a one-off where we get to see you guys, or are you guys going to replace them for good? That's what everyone wants to know this morning.
I mean, the dream is if we can get back on the block and replace them, but I guess you're just going to have to wait and see on that one.
Yeah, so Kerry and Spence, they stormed out last night. It was very dramatic. Would you guys have freaked out like they did if you guys were, you know, if it was your season and the same problem happened with the brackets and whatnot? I don't even know. I don't know the technical terms, but what would you guys have done?
You know what? I think this is where Spence has gone wrong. He could have rectified it in about 2 or 3 hours. But the fact that he was being so stubborn and thought that he knew better than Scotty, let me give you a little tip, Spencer. No one knows more than Scotty.
No, but can I listen? I just want to interject here, Ronnie. Look, like when you're in the thick of it, the smallest thing can just seem like the biggest hurdle. And I think, you know, what you need to do is actually take a step back and, you know, like, understand that the block is not your standard renovation and you just have to surrender to the process. And if that means saying, yes, Scotty, yes, Keith, yes, Dan, even though you don't agree with it, that's what you've got to do to get through to it.
Yeah, but hang on, George. There's two contestants that have almost that have walked off this season. That's embarrassing. That's so disrespectful for everyone that's applied for the show. Mm-hmm. Would you say?
Would there have been any circumstances that you guys just threw in the towel and said it's too much? Because you're so sleep deprived, aren't you?
You are, but no way. We were so incredibly grateful for the opportunity, and we understood how unique it was that we were there. And we just wouldn't disrespect the, you know, the show or the producers or, you know, Keith and Dan and Scotty in that way. We were just, you know, we were heads down, bum up the whole time.
You know what, Ronnie and Georgia, by the time the series finishes and all that cash you make goes into that bank account, you'll look back and go, every hour of lost sleep is worth it, correct?
Absolutely.
You'd do anything for the money, hey? Hey, speaking of the sleep deprivation, what is it actually like? Like, how many hours do you generally get a night?
Yeah, well, for me, I would go to sleep at about maybe 11 o'clock and then wake up at 3:30 every morning and do my work before 7 o'clock because you've got to imagine there could be anywhere between 8 to 12 people in that one room at 7 o'clock in the morning because that's what time they're allowed to start. So for me, I made it every night. I wake up at 3:30 and in the morning just to do my work. So that was my thing. But, yeah, I would say on average 3 to 4 hours of sleep.
Also, you know, towards the end, like Saturday night, you're 100% doing an all-nighter because you're just not going to finish otherwise. So, you know, it's grueling, but it's amazing how quickly your body adjusts to that sort of limited sleep. So, yeah.
Do you reckon it's a bit dramatic the way Kerry and Spence walked off and, like, took off the microphones and stuff as that? Was that a little bit dramatic, do you think?
Listen, I think what we'll reveal in the coming episodes is there's a lot more going on. And, so I think it's a little, there's more to it. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, it wasn't
sure,
just the one bracket issue, I'm sure. Hey, I need you guys to help me out.
Here we go.
I am not good with interior design.
Oh,
no,
right.
Not my boyfriend. Relationship issues, you know, we'll talk about them off air, guys. No, I'm not good with this whole interior design stuff. I don't get it. But I share a house with two girls. And the other day I thought, I'm going to buy a present for the house. And I love flamingos, right? And so I bought a neon flamingo light from Kmart. It cost me $6. And the girls aren't having a bar of it. They won't let me put it in the house. Is there anywhere, like any reason, any room that could go in that it would look fancy?
Oh, listen, maybe like if you're doing it, like maybe put it in a cupboard and then bring it out if you're doing like a fiesta party or something. But like if you want to invest in something for your apartment, always invest in artwork. That's a really great place to start. And then you tie it all in with your cushions to match the colors. So invest in artwork.
I'll get some pink cushions if I have to. That's fine. You know, match them.
I think I'm with your roommates there. I think it needs to go in the cupboard for sure.
So you don't think
you spend a bit of money?
Yeah.
Spend some money on a fiddle leaf. Like, get a nice tree for your living room.
I like it.
That could be something that the flamingo could stand underneath.
True.
There you go. That's compromise,
hey,
right?
Georgia just said invest in a painting. I've spent a bit of coin on one that hangs above my bed. What do you think of this one, guys? It's a Kanye West painting.
I mean, I'd be putting that in the pool room or maybe in the garage.
Or in the garbage bin.
Fair to say, Josiah, I don't think you and I will ever make it onto the block with our design choices.
Kanye West and a flamenco. Flamingo. Sorry.
Great combo, guys. Match made in heaven.
Exactly. Oh, thanks so much for joining us, guys. Good luck on tonight's episode. It is happening at 7:30. Channel 9, The Block is back. Ronnie and George are the legends. Thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thanks so much, guys.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.